The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 15th of August. In your Squiz today, Scott Morrison's challenges in the Pacific, Facebook is accused of recording audio messages, a target to reduce smoking rates, and late night grilled cheese on crumpets. This is your Squiz today. Scott Morrison is currently at the Pacific Islands Forum on the tiny island nation of Tuvalu. He headed over there under a bit of pressure on Australia's climate change policy, particularly the government's support for coal-fired power. How's it going for him, Claire?
Looks like it's been a difficult day yesterday for Scott Morrison. Lots of people there, of course, behaving very professionally and not really saying a lot to his face. But when it comes to pressing behind the scenes for an agenda of Australia upping its game on climate change, that's what they're pressing for. What has appeared in Australian media this morning, though, is Australia really putting its case that it's doing a lot in the region, certainly more than New Zealand, although Labor says if we did a bit more at home, probably we'd be able to convince those Pacific Island nation leaders that we're trustworthy on the topic.
You mentioned New Zealand because Jacinda Ardern kind of weighed into this.
She did. She said yesterday that Australia has to answer to the Pacific on climate change. And what that means is really picking up on a theme that's not just a current one. It's been running for some time of Pacific leaders wanting Australia to do more.
On a lighter note, ScoMo was rocking some pretty cool sandals, depending on your point of view. Perhaps a bit more on those later in the podcast. The victim of the Sydney stabbing has been identified as 24-year-old Michaela Dunn from Sydney's Inner West.
Yes, she was found dead in an apartment on Clarence Street in the Sydney CBD. Her friends and family yesterday spoke very fondly of her.
Yeah, plenty of profiles on her in the papers today. And the accused sister yesterday also spoke, saying Mertinay's actions were something so despicable and that she's shocked, angry and disgusted. Bloomberg yesterday reported that Facebook had been paying hundreds of contractors to listen to audio messages on its Messenger app and transcribe them. Cue outrage about invasion of privacy.
Yeah, indeed. And given there's already been investigations and stories about other platforms like Amazon, Apple and Google are also listening to audio files of users when they use their products. And of course, with all the scrutiny on Facebook, it was really a large story, particularly in the US yesterday, that Facebook had only just recently stopped having people transcribe audio messages that have been conveyed on its Messenger app. What Facebook says is that it's been doing that so that it can check its artificial intelligence programs and make sure that it's translating messages properly. But certainly with all the scrutiny on these platforms about how they interact with us and privacy, it's a big issue.
We've got some stats now, Claire. Let's whip through them. 53%.
That's how much populations of forest-living birds, mammals and amphibians and reptiles have declined between 1970 and 2014. Of course, conservation advocates are very concerned about that.
That according to the World Wilderness Fund. 0.6%, that's a small one.
It is a small one. That's how much wages grew in the last quarter. So that's the April to June quarter. That, of course, is something that the Reserve Bank and others have their eye on. Our wages aren't growing as strongly as people would like.
And 10%.
So that's the target rate that yesterday Greg Hunt, our health minister, put on for smoking when it comes to a target for 2025. Currently, 13.8% of Australian adults smoke every day, and that's down from 22.4% in 2001. It's incredible to think smoking rates were that high not that long ago.
It's dropped a lot. As you said, all this was part of the government's 10-year health plan announcement. A link to that in the Squiz Today email. Two deaths of prominent Indigenous Australians yesterday. Firstly, Australian football legend Graham Polly Farmer.
He died at 84 years old. He had Alzheimer's for the last 10 years or so. I hadn't really heard of him much, I have to confess, but that's not very surprising. He was very big in Western Australia and he was very prominent in Australian rules football quite some time ago. He was really a trailblazer for Indigenous players. He also went on to coach Geelong and was the first Indigenous coach of an AFL or VFL team. He was regarded as one of the best ruckmen in the code. There were lots of plaudits for him yesterday.
And actress Ningali Lawford-Wolf.
She was 52 years old. She died on the weekend. She was in Edinburgh performing the Sydney Theatre Company's production of The Secret River, which of course has had a lot of positive reviews when it was here in Australia. She died of an asthma attack.
Yeah, if you've seen films such as Rabbit Proof Fence, Brand New Day and The Last Cab to Darwin, all great Aussie films, she was in those. You'll definitely recognise her face. And James Bond's iconic 1965 Aston Martin is up for auction, Claire.
If you've got a spare Aussie $8.8 million, you might be able to put that in your garage. It's a very nice silver grey. It featured in the film Goldfinger, and in the middle console, it's got a really cool sort of flip out kind of panel that you can put up your guns, you can send smoke screens. Right. It's got a protector screen. It's all very 1960s Bond.
Good luck to those bidding on that. A quick message now from our podcast sponsor, CommBank. CommBank have just launched a new personalised app. It has some pretty cool features. One of those features are smart alerts. So, for example, when your credit card payment is coming up or when you've overdrawn your account, you'll get an alert that lets you know. That helps you avoid those pesky fees. This new app is one way that CommBank is working to become a better bank. To find out more, visit combank.com.au/better. Our 3-minute squeeze today, Claire, has quite a backstory. Squeezer Catherine Watt was in touch with us during the election to out herself as the woman who asked the question on Q&A that led to Labor leader Bill Shorten sharing the story of his mum and how she came to inspire him. Hashtag my mum started trending on Twitter. It was a whole thing during the election. As we got chatting with Catherine, we came to know Claire. She has a pretty awesome story of her own.
She does. And while she had her probably 5 minutes, maybe 15 of fame in that election campaign, incredibly, she was a very high-flying corporate lawyer and she's now an Anglican vicar. So that's quite a career change, isn't it?
Quite a career change. She's an amazing woman, really worth a read, that 3-minute squeeze. I also really feel her worst / favourite habit, which is late night grilled cheese on crumpets. Never tried it, but I'm going to do that immediately. That sounds delicious.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I will. Each day the email subject line is a song lyric that relates to a news item. I think I know what it relates to.
Yeah, I couldn't resist. As you have well previewed, I have gone for Everybody Cut Footloose. When you get a look at Scott Morrison's very snazzy sandals that he wore at the Pacific Islands Forum yesterday, it's surprising that that hasn't taken the world by storm.
It's a warm place. You wouldn't want to be wearing boots.
Yeah, but men's sandals are such a tricky area, I reckon.
They're tricky. It's always a matter of opinion, isn't it? That's all from us today. Plenty more in the Squeeze Today email. If you read the email every day this week, you'll go in the draw to win a $100 Country Road voucher. That's all from us this Thursday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.